is the Jose Show. Jose Show.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Jose Show. I am your host, Jose Roldan Jr., and tonight's special guest, she is an actress, songwriter. She's also a writer of scripts for movies, and I've known her since January, I believe it is. I'd like to introduce to everybody Deborah Paulson. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful night tonight, actually. So I'm all about good nights. What do you think of my intro music?
I loved it. It was amazing.
Cool. It's all professional. Thank you. So, basically, let me just give everybody how I met Deborah. I started attending JC Films, which is a faith-based film company out of West Virginia, owned by Jason Campbell. And across the country, he created production hubs or production groups. We have three that I know of in Florida, Jacksonville, Tampa, well, Brandon, but it's Tampa, and then Orlando, and then they have all across the country production hubs. And what the production groups do, they actually film their own films. Now, currently, I know we have another one that's coming up. I'm not going to say the title because I heard they may change it. So anyway, and then after that, we're kind of on our own. So if anybody in the group, I'm assuming, has something they want to present, then we'll decide and we film it. So it's interesting because she came to one of the classes and we were doing not auditions, but kind of like acting, I'm trying to remember the thing, how to act without acting. I can't remember. Anyway, so you were up there and you actually did really good. And you know, you put forth a lot of effort. And then at the end of the class, you know, you were saying, hey, I'm getting ready to do a film called Just Hitched and stuff like this. So if you want to be an extra, and I'm like, yeah, me, you know, hey, I'd like to do it. And that's how I met Deborah. And then we've had a good friendship ever since. And we've worked on several films after that. And so that's how I met her. And she's a cool lady. So there you go. Now it's your turn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
It's fun. And we can't tell anybody what happens to you in Just Hitched.
No.
Because no. It's a secret.
I can't wait to see it myself. I mean, once it's all, you know, it's weird. People don't understand. Like I talked to my wife the other day because I was on another film set and the movie's only going to be 9 minutes. So that's a short. And she's like, well, why does it take so long? I said, well, you got to understand, you know, one scene, you know, they got to set it up. They got to figure out what they want to do. They have to get the lighting just right. And then they'll do like a rehearsal before they film it. And then if they film it and then say somebody flubs up their line, well, okay, we got to retake it or they don't come in on cue. So, you know, one scene that maybe in the film for 30 seconds could take an hour. It just depends.
Yeah.
Or
it's
more.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and you know, you've been on several movies, so you know what it's like, but yep.
Sit and wait, right? It's the name of the game.
Oh, I know. It's like, man, I sit more than thank God. Next time I'm bringing my own chair. I did on the one film, the Western. I did have my own chair because them benches were kind of hard. But so let me ask you this question. Before you started acting or writing, what did you actually do?
Well, it depends on what part of my life you're talking about. But the most recent thing that I was doing was teaching.
Cool.
So, yes.
What grade?
I'm certified to teach pre-K through 12th grade. But I chose to teach the early exceptional learning program. So that would be pre-K in the public school. For students with disabilities, and it's a blended class for students without.
Oh, wow.
Just because, I like getting the students to that point, if I can, to get them over that hump so they can hopefully move into the regular education class. And most of them do. Some of them, you know, it's best practice. It's the best for them to go to another contained classroom where they can get more individualized help. But, yeah. And that's cool. Use my music that I write in the classroom.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I mean, so basically what you're doing is you actually have to have passionate, you have to have a heart because, you know, some teachers, I'll just be honest with you, can be cranks or Karens, whatever you want to call them. So doing what you're doing, you actually have to have a tender heart and understanding, because sometimes they may not understand like a regular person or a regular kid does.
Yeah, and actually, they most of the time they can understand more than people think. It's just maybe they have a learning way, and that's okay, because not all every kid. We try to put kids in a box. Sometimes you can't squeeze a circle into a box, so they might be ahead in one thing, but maybe behind in something else. Maybe it's just a language delay. So yeah, they usually rise to the occasion, especially when you put them in a class with others that have no problems at all.
That's good. Yeah. Now, a lot of people don't know this because I've never really mentioned it, but back when I was younger, I want to say kindergarten, I used to stutter a lot. I mean, a lot to really? Where you could almost, not understand me. Now that I'm 50, I'm starting to stutter again sometimes because my brain doesn't seem to be functioning right. But yeah, I used to stutter a lot.
Oh my goodness. And look at that. You're doing a talk show.
You know, right? You know, I didn't even think about that. Wow, you just brought it up and went over my head. Wow. No, you're right. I enjoy doing a podcast. It's interesting to meet people from all walks of life. I mean, I've had people in here that's had breast cancer, colon rectal cancer, actors, actresses, board game designers, directors, people that seen aliens or actually were abducted by aliens, Bigfoot. So there's some, I got some cool episodes, but I love doing it. But, all right, I'm getting off on a rabbit trail.
Hey, I want to go Bigfoot hunting. Let's do that.
Oh, hey, if I seen one, I think I would really be scared to death if I seen Bigfoot.
I would just stay back and make those little calls and knock on the wood and just play with them. That's it.
If I seen a Bigfoot, this is what I would do. Yeah, so I would scream like a girl. That's my sound effects.
That's great.
Thank you. Now, when you decided to, what made you decide to get into writing, acting, in the film industry? How did you fall in love with that?
Well, there's quite a few things that play into that. So, I already was a singer and a songwriter. In fact, I have my CD in front of me, Kids Raise and Praise. Yeah. So, actually just won some awards. So pretty cool, huh? I was happy. I already write lyrics. And I've done stage work for years. I was starting to get into opera, and if you really watch opera, it has some pretty deep acting in it, and I just fell in love with it. But all of that was happening about the same time as I had lost my son. And I know some people know this, not everybody does, but I lost him to suicide. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But I noticed that not a lot of people wanted to talk about it. They don't like to talk about things that are taboo. And so I thought, what a great way to bring about some awareness to some topics that might be a little bit taboo. So I started writing scripts, and even in Just Hitched, the script, it was about a couple that are getting second chances in life. But one of the underlying topics is mental health awareness, like PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yes.
And it does touch on, just a little bit, it touches on suicide awareness, spousal abuse, even things like human trafficking. So just things that, that need to be talked about, but it just seems like it's easier to talk about it through the form of entertainment, and people receive it more. And they did. People were talking about it, and even people brought up to me that they were struggling with some things, and I had a chance to pour into them that they're valued, they're worth so much,
That's good.
We're beautifully and wonderfully made.
That's
but,
good.
And also, so I went to The Chosen, and when I went to The Chosen, I just fell in love with just the acting world, the people there, just all the working elements. And then I Kirk Waller, plays Gaius on The Chosen. He became my acting coach, and honestly, from actor class and Kirk Waller, that's where it really blossomed. They gave me the tools I needed to become a Meisner actor, and just gave me the encouragement that I can do it, you know, to believe in myself and anything's possible. So
that's true. Now, I know on your Facebook feed, I see you at the, is it called the Stress Center?
Oh, yeah. I'm
what
actually,
do you do there?
Well, I sing. So,
oh, okay. You play an instrument too, or?
I do play an instrument, but not for the Stress. So the Stress Center is Tampa's performing arts center. It's where they do their large Broadway opera shows, classical music. So I'm actually doing Masterworks next month. And I will be, normally when I do Masterworks, I do it every year. I'm one of the adult singers, but a part of helping the up and coming artists that are students at Patel Conservatory, which is attached to the Stras Center. Mm-hmm. So, so we're doing Masterworks here shortly in May. And this time it's all in English, but it's still classical from the classical period.
Oh, wow.
Normally I'm singing in some foreign language, German or Italian.
You know, when you were talking about opera, every once in a while, I think it was on PBS. I used to watch, was it Pavarotti or whatever?
Oh! Beautiful. I like it.
I'm like, this guy, I mean, he I'll listen to him a couple times, but he sure knows what he's doing. He can hit those notes, and it's like, my goodness, I don't think I could ever do anything. I guess I could if I put my mind to it, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to be sitting in front of standing in front of a bunch of people. So I don't know if I would want to do that, but wait a minute. I think somebody wanted to say something. Hold on. What was that? Everybody's laughing at me.
Like, okay. Whatever.
All right, folks. You didn't realize we got a live audience. Anyway, so let me ask you this. Whether you're writing or being an actress or whatever aspect you have in the filmmaking, what are some of the obstacles and challenges that have come your way, and how do you overcome that?
Ooh. Okay. Well, I would say one obstacle is how do you align your faith with the acting world? Because sometimes when you get amazing opportunities, you don't want to let those opportunities go. But if it doesn't align with your faith, then you have to make a choice. Sometimes that's a really hard thing to do.
Agreed.
But at the end of the day, I mean, you have to live with yourself and your own beliefs. So, and another thing I feel, I don't know if a lot of people deal with this, but I think maybe they do, is just how to make sure you're taking care of and spending time with your friends and family, you know. And
I agree,
because I mean, you know, even on the set, every set you've been with me on, we can have 12 to 14 hour days, and and when I was if I've been a lead actress or when I was the executive producer for Just Hitched, of course I have to be there every day. So that's 14 hour days every day for a week. I was in the Miracles of the Eucharist, or the Eucharistic Miracles, with Angela Labuti in California. So I flew out there one weekend and I went home, and then I flew right back out the next weekend. And I'll be heading out to The Chosen in June, so I'll be gone for another week. So keep you busy. So, yeah.
Cool. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. You're listening to The Jose Show on Turfs Up Radio.
Are you a military family with a spouse on deployment away from home? Did you know that nonprofit Project Evergreen has thousands of volunteers across the country ready to help military families with lawn, landscape, and snow removal services? We call it Green Care and Snow Care for troops. If you are a military family and would like to receive this free service, or if you'd like to volunteer to help, visit projectevergreen.org. Project Evergreen, creating a greener, healthier, cooler earth, one yard at a time.
And welcome back to the Jose Show. I am your host, Jose Roldan Jr., and tonight we have actress Deborah Paulson with us. Okay, so I got another question for you. How did you develop the skills for writing a script?
Well, I would say that came from my ability to write lyrics. It's really not a whole lot different. It's just a lot longer. So yeah. If you're going to write lyrics to a song, I mean, it has to have depth to it, meaning sometimes a double meaning to keep it artistic. But I feel like I was able to hone in on the script writing a little bit more when I went out to Bethel Music. Have you ever heard of Bethel Music?
I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah, well, I went to Bethel Music last July, and I was part of their a worship school of music, and I was able to be one of the singers in the chorus for their homecoming album. That's what it's called, the homecoming. And when I was out there, they were teaching us how to better write songs. You know, to have a lot of depth and meaning behind the lyrics and make it make sense, you know, so that it's also entertaining for others. But recently I've been in school with a company out of LA. And so I have a script supervisor out there.
Oh, that's so, cool.
Yeah, that's been helping a lot. It's a lot of work.
Oh. Well, I can imagine.
Oh, you have no idea how many hours goes into writing a script. This is my new one.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
So this thing will be full. And that's just part of it. That's just the research. Because you want to make your scripts real, believable. Yeah. And mine. And this new one I'm writing is called Judas. It's going to be set in the first century.
I like that.
Yeah.
Dang, that's going to be cool.
Stay tuned.
Judas. Stay tuned. So now a lot of times I've never really asked this too many times that I remember. What is your favorite movie? You know, I know you like to watch movies. So what is the favorite, your most favorite that you've seen maybe multiple times?
Somewhere in Time.
Never heard that.
What? You haven't? Oh. Oh,
well, just like The Princess Bride. I've never seen The Princess Bride. Gosh, there's so many. Somebody asked me something the other day, and I go, never seen it. And they're like, what? Like, no, I just never seen it.
Oh, it's good. It's got Christopher Reeve and Gene Seymour.
Oh, Christopher Reeve's a good actor, or he was.
Yeah, yes.
Sad he's gone.
Yeah, it actually was filmed in the state I was born and raised in, which is Michigan, on a island called I was going to say Michilimath. I'm part Native American, I'm part Ojibwe, and part and can tell I have some Middle Eastern in me, and obviously Caucasian. But the Ojibwe used to live on an island called Michilimackinac, but they ended up calling it Mackinac Island. And so you are not allowed to have a car there. It's all like the 1800s still. And so you only can have a horse and buggy or walk, or you can ride a bike. And so it was perfect for Somewhere in Time, because Somewhere in Time is supposed to be like Victorian age. So yeah, it's a time era piece. It was beautiful. You have to watch it now.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on. Let me, what was it called again? Somewhere in Time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Somewhere. Let me write this down. Yeah. Cause I'll forget. So, okay. So when you're not writing, acting, doing anything in film, what is your favorite hobby? What do you like to do? You know, you like to run and jump, swim, play golf, what?
Talk.
Okay.
Don't have a problem talking. I like to sing. I like to play the piano. I like to always create new music, and just spend time with family and friends.
Nothing wrong with that. Family and friends time is, that's always good. So I commend you on that. Okay, so I know we kind of touched on it, but what is it like to be on the set of a film? So kind of explain to people the ins, the outs, the maybe the good, the bad, the hurry up and wait.
Yep. Well, boy, that's a loaded question. What's it like to be on set? As what? It really depends on what your role is, because if I'm cast, there's, you know, a whole one set of things that happen. And if I'm crew, there's a whole another set.
Yes. I know when I was on the Hanging of William Cain, you know, as being an extra, but I think I was more of an extra because I didn't realize I was going to have to run. And then I didn't realize that when I ran on the other time that I took a fall. I mean, I took a dive, and I'm like, man, I got right up, and you know, so it's being an extra sometimes can be dangerous.
It can,
but it can be fun. I know when I was on that set, plus your set, it was a lot of just basically sitting there and waiting, because you may not be in the scene, so there's really no need for you to be around when they're doing the other scenes. You can just, you know, sit off in the background, you know, wherever the food is. You know, we had some food, so that's the best place. Mm-hmm.
Now, but you can't go far because they might need you
exactly
in the next few minutes or that second. So you never know.
And see, the thing that I like the best, and I've actually done it on three films, is the behind the scenes photographer. So yes. Basically, I get to be there when they're filming, even though I'm not in the scene. And, you know, it actually helps sometimes, because I remember on the Losing to Win, they needed to know what somebody was wearing. So thank goodness I actually had a picture of it, mm-hmm. so they could go by that. So it's a good thing. I know over the last three films that I did, Vicky, Losing to Win, and Trust God, and I think there was another one. But no, anyway, those three, I've probably taken close to 800 to 1,000 pictures.
Wow. I tell you, everybody loved your pictures. They really did. I did too. They were great.
Thank you. I try. I mean, yeah. I know some of them, when I looked at them, they looked kind of blurry, but you know, because what happens is I got my glasses, and if I don't have them on, I can't see I can see, but when it's close up, I have to have the glasses. So some of the shots I looked at looked kind of blurry, but you know, out of a few hundred, a couple blurry, you know, I guess no big deal.
I tell you what, though, next time I'm going to be looking for your camera, because you seem to get me every time I have this funny look on my face.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm like one of those little creepy spies. I try to look for people, and like the other day when I was on the set of Trust God, one of the young ladies that's in the movie, she was right next to two of her co-stars, and she jumped, and this was on my phone, and I captured it, and it was crystal clear. Like I've never seen, normally when they jump, it blurs. And it was like the best picture I think I've ever taken. And she even liked it. And, you know, she took it and posted it and started posting it, which is cool. It makes me feel good. And, you know, so it's like, wow. But yeah, I love this new venture that I'm doing. And I appreciate you, you know, giving me the opportunity in Just Hitched, not really knowing who I was and, you know, taking a chance, you know, because I remember back in the day when I tried to get into this, and one guy said, really the only way to get into Hollywood and acting, you have to know somebody. Well, back then I didn't know anybody. And that was on the set of Edward Scissorhands when it was filmed here in Land of Lakes. So nice. Now I'm knowing a lot of somebody's, you know, I know you, yes. I know Preston, I know Brenda, Scott, I know all of them. And, you know, so they see what I do and, you know, they'll ask me, hey, if I want to do this or that, and I love doing it, and you know, I can't be in everything. Now, I know the other day I was in Radar, which was a Lionsgate film in Dunedin. Mm-hmm. That was actually so cool, man. That's a feature-length film, and it sucks that it's not going to be out till next year, like spring, but we did one scene with multiple angles, and we were there like 6 hours, so it's crazy.
Well, you know, that is a good point. So for anybody that wants to get into acting, just put yourself out there. And eventually when somebody lets you on set, just keep networking, stay positive, and people will notice, just like people notice you, and you go the extra mile. And so
I try.
Now look, you're like everywhere.
I know, right? I try. I love it.
You're one of the somebodies that everybody wants to meet.
Well, good. I want to sign autographs eventually one day. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work, you know, doing the with the acting thing now and the extra background and BTS and all that, and then doing the podcast. And then I do a live show, which I haven't really done it in a while because I've been doing the movie industry type stuff. So, I mean, my plate's full. I mean, it's I didn't realize at 50 I was going to be doing all this. I mean, it's a lot. And I, you know, hope to go further. Hopefully one day I can actually make money with acting, with BTS, even with the podcasting. Like, I talked to the director of the movie that I was on Saturday, and he said a BTS photographer can charge anywhere from $75 to $300. You know, it depends on your level of, you know, the better I get, then I could charge more. But, mm-hmm. hey, I'd be happy to charge, you know, $75 for a day. And, you know, so who knows, maybe that'll happen. And, you know, because I do want to make money eventually, because it costs money to go to these places. You know, gas alone will kill you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all doing our dues, right? Paying our dues.
That's it. I'm paying a lot of dues. Now, I know we had talked about it earlier, but what are some of the future projects that you yourself actually are coming up with that you're writing?
That I'm writing?
Yeah, aren't you writing like...
Yes. Okay. Well, there's other projects that I'm going to be doing as an actress that are other people's projects, or okay. I'll be one of the producers, or maybe an assistant director. But as far as the ones that I am going to be writing, I'm writing one right now. It's called Judas. There's a lot of details behind that. When you go to copyright, you have to see if a name's been taken. You might have to change the name a little bit. Right now it's called Judas. And so that one is, I might ruffle a few little feathers. I don't know. But I just felt led to write a script with a different perspective on Judas. Of course, taking mm-hmm. the Bible for exactly what it says.
Yeah.
But there's a whole lot more packed into what the Bible says about Judas, or maybe even doesn't say, that leads you to believe we may have a slightly different idea of who Judas was, or maybe uh-huh. what his original intent was. And then the question is, where did Judas go wrong? And I kind of want to personify him more as so people can see him as an actual human. Cause I think sometimes we all can be a Judas, cause Judas didn't trust Jesus for his word. Like, he didn't like the picture. He wanted him to be what most Jews thought that the Messiah was going to be, which was, going to be an earthly conqueror.
Yes.
But they couldn't wrap their mind around this heavenly kingdom. Even the Sadducees didn't believe in life after death. So they surely wouldn't have been able to understand that. So, and he threw the money back. He felt guilty mm-hmm. for what he did. He regretted it. So I think there's a lot more to him than people want to believe. So I can't say much about it right now except for
that's fine. But it'd be interesting.
I'm actually planning on after Just Hitch just finished being edited and has its premieres and goes into the film festivals and then wherever I'm able to place it for people to be able to view it, you know, that I plan on making that into a full length if all goes well.
Cool.
Which means your character may be coming back. Oh yeah, we can't tell anybody. Oh, I just gave something away.
No, you didn't. No. I didn't hear anything. La 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 la.
And honestly, there's a Time Era piece that I want to write, and a film short it's called Tale of the Wendigo.
Tale of the Wendigo.
You have to look up what a Wendigo is.
let me just look that up. Hold on one second. Is it spelled just like you pronounce it? W-I-N-D.
Wendigo. And then there's, yes, W-I-N-D-E-G-O. It's a Native American, is particularly an Ojibwe Native American folklore.
Maybe I spelled it wrong. W-I-N-D-G-O.
W-I-N-D-E-G-O.
Okay, no wonder. Oh, here we go. Okay, so we're going to look this up. Man, I can't read it. Wendigo is a mythical creature or evil spirit, which...
Very, very different from some of my other things.
Okay, that looks kind of creepy. It looks like a deer.
Oh, it dear. Is creepy.
Okay, that'll be interesting, too. But, oh, it seems like you got a lot of stuff going on, and that's good. Okay. What do they call it? You got busy hands or busy. Yes. I don't know what they call it.
that sounds good.
What was that again? I said busy. I can't speak right today. Okay, there we go. I got to have that laughter. Okay. Yeah. And I think I did a good job too. I appreciate that.
You did. Bravo. 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 Bravo.
We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. You're listening to The Jose Show. Hey folks, this is Jose for The Jose Show. If you have a website, a podcast, or you would like to support the show, just hit me up with an email to zhills411@gmail.com and in the subject line put support the show. Thank you. And welcome back to The Jose Show. I'm your host, Jose Roldan Jr. And tonight we're talking with actress Deborah Paulson. All right, Deborah, so it's been fun having you on the show. If you want to reflect, give any advice, any final words, and then share your social media, or I can share it for you.
Well, I would just say to anybody that has a dream, don't sell yourself short. Follow your dreams. Like, you're never going to know until you try, right? And don't give up. So if you audition, you don't make it the first time, try again and again and again until you make it. And eventually, you know, you're going to go places. And I also would just say to stand up for your values and your beliefs. And I personally believe that God will reward you for that. And I'll let you share my social media if you want.
Okay. If you would like to get a hold of Deborah Paulson, you can go to Instagram. And her Instagram handle is called D Paulson, DPAULESEN 73. And if you go to Facebook and just do a search for Deborah Paulson, you can find her there. And so that's pretty cool. Actually, under Facebook, it's Debbie Paulson.
Yes. So it's P-A-U-L-S-E-N.
Oh, did I say that wrong?
No. I think you said P-A-U-L-E-S-E-N. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I probably did. My glasses ain't working. So let's say that again.
All good.
On Instagram, D Paulson. So D-P-A-U-L-S-E-N 73. Okay. So, and if you want to get a hold of me, The Jose Show, I have a group and a page. Just look for The Jose Show on Facebook. And on Instagram, I am The Jose Roldan. That's THEJOSEROLDAN. And on Twitter, which Twitter's okay, I guess, I am at Jose Roldan Jr. That is at JOSEROLDAN Jr. Tonight we were talking with Deborah Paulson, actress. Thank you for being on the show. I greatly appreciate it. It's been fun talking to you. And you know, definitely you. I'll see you in the future, obviously.
So. Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure. Make sure you share this podcast episode with your friends, families, and enemies, because your enemies may no longer be your enemies. I actually said that right.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
Thanks for listening to The Jose Show. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And see you next time on The Jose Show.